This is Senator Bob Dole. Dictator Daniel Ortega is up to his tricks again, trying to exploit American Catholics while he stamps out freedom of religion in Nicaragua. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the dictator you handle with kid gloves, Daniel Ortega of Nicaragua, is now going after the Catholic Church. Back home, he's expelled the two top church leaders because they failed to toe his Marxist line. And when the Pope blasted Ortega, the dictator came to America to launch a PR campaign. He thought meeting with New York's Cardinal O'Connor would make a good start. But the Cardinal refused to play the dupe and said, no way. Unfortunately, your pal Jesse Jackson played along with Ortega and offered excuses for his human rights oppression. Join me, Ted, in praying for the return of freedom to the suffering people of Nicaragua.
Bob, I hold no brief for Daniel Ortega or any other Sandinista. Ortega's PR campaign in New York City last month was just as offensive to me as it was to you. Each of us wants to see freedom and democracy restored in Nicaragua, Bob. Your problem is that you want to restore it at the point of a gun by giving $100 million in U.S. military aid to the Contras to escalate their terrorist attacks inside Nicaragua. The Contras are going nowhere, and they don't need U.S. aid to get there. You have a lot of chutzpah, Bob, criticizing me on Nicaragua when you're offering U.S. aid to Soviet commissars to buy American grain. Our farmers need help, but can't we find a better way than by helping Moscow, too? I'll bet your right-wing friends never thought they'd see the day when old Bob Dole turned into a communist subsidizer. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the Scalia nomination to the Supreme Court. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.